The following play by Arthur Miller, Death of a Salesman.
Where the hell's that seed? Can't see nothing out here. They boxed in the whole goddamn neighborhood.
There are people all around here. Don't you realize that?
I'm busy. Don't bother me.
No. I'm saying goodbye to you. I'm not coming back anymore.
You're not going to see Oliver tomorrow?
I've got no appointment there.
He put his arm around you and you've got no appointment?
Pop, get this now, will you? Every time I've left, it's been a fight that sent me out of here. Today I realize something about myself, and I try to explain it to you, and I think I'm just not smart enough to make any sense out of it for you. The hell with whose fault it is or anything like that. Let's just wrap it up, huh? Come on in, we'll tell Mom.
No. I don't want to see her.
Come on.
No. I don't want to see her.
Why don't you want to see her?
Don't bother me, will you?
What do you mean you don't want to see her? You don't want him calling you yellow, do you?
Hmm.
This isn't your fault. It's me. I'm a bum. Now, come inside. Did you hear what I said to you?
Did you plant, dear?
All right. We had it out. I'm going, and I'm not writing anymore.
I think that's the best way, dear. Because there's no use drawing it out. You just never get along.
People ask where I am and what I'm doing. You don't know, and you don't care. That way it'll be off your mind and you can start brightening up again. All right? That clears it, doesn't it? You going to wish me luck, Scott? What do you say?
Shake his hand, Willie.
There's no necessity to mention a pen at all, you know.
I've got no appointment, Dad.
You put his arm around...
Dad, you're never going to see what I am, so what's the use of arguing? If I strike oil, I'll send you a check. Meantime, forget I'm alive.
Spite, see?
Shake hands, Dad.
Not my hand.
I was hoping not to go this way.
Well, this is the way you're going. Goodbye. May you rot in hell if you leave this house.
Exactly what is it that you want?
I want you to know on the train, in the mountains, in the valleys, wherever you go, that you cut down your life for spite.
No, no.
Spite is the word of your undoing. And when you're down and out, remember what did it. When you're rotting somewhere beside the railroad tracks, remember, and don't you dare blame it on me.
I'm not blaming it on you.
I won't take the rap for this. You hear?
That's just what I'm telling you.
Yeah. You're trying to put a knife in me. Don't think I don't know what you're doing.
All right, phony. Then let's lay it on the line.
You crazy.
No, leave it there. Don't move it.
What's that?
You know goddamn well what that is.
I never saw
it. You saw it. The mice didn't bring it into the cellar. What is this supposed to do, make a hero out of you? Is this supposed to make me sorry for you?
I never heard of it.
There'll be no pity for you, do you hear? No pity.
You hear the spite?
No, no, you're going to hear the truth, what you are and what I am.
Stop it!
Spite!
You cut it now!
The man don't know who we are. The man is going to know. We never told the truth for 10 minutes in this house.
We always told the
truth. Are you, big blow? Are you the assistant buyer? You're one of the two assistants to the assistant, aren't you?
Well, I'm practically...
You're practically full of it. We all are. And I'm through with it. Now, hear this, Willie. This is me.
I know you.
You know why I had no address for 3 months? I stole a suit in Kansas City, and I was in jail. No, stop crying. I'm through with it.
I suppose that's my fault.
I stole myself out of every good job since high school.
Now, whose fault is that?
And I never got anywhere because you blew me so full of hot air I could never stand taking orders from anybody. That's whose fault it is.
I hear that.
No.
It's goddamn time you heard that. I had to be boss big shot in 2 weeks, and I'm through with it.
Then hang yourself. For spite, hang yourself.
No, nobody's hanging himself, Willie. I ran down 11 flights with a pen in my hand today. And suddenly I stopped, you hear me? And in the middle of that office building, do you hear this? I stopped in the middle of that building, and I saw the sky. I saw the things that I love in this world. The work and the food and the time to sit and smoke. And I looked at the pen. And I said to myself, what the hell am I grabbing this for? Why am I trying to become what I don't want to be? What am I doing in an office making a contemptuous begging fool of myself when all I want is out there waiting for me the minute I say I know who I am? Why can't I say that, Willie?
The door of your life is wide
Pop,
open.
Pop, I'm a dime a dozen, and so are you.
I am not a dime a dozen. I am Willie Loman, and you are Biff Loman.
I am not a leader of men, Willie, and neither are you. You were never anything but a hard-working drummer who landed in the ash can like all the rest of them. I'm $1 an hour, Willie. I tried 7 states and couldn't raise it. $1 an hour, do you gather my meaning? I'm not bringing home any prizes anymore. And you're going to stop waiting for me to bring him home.
Vengeful, spiteful mother.
Pop, I'm nothing. I'm nothing, Pop. Can't you understand that? There's no spite in it anymore. I'm just what I am. That's all.
Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why is he crying?
Will you let me go, for Christ's sake? Will you take that phony dream and burn it before something happens?
I'll go in the morning. Put him to bed.
Isn't that remarkable? Biff, he likes me.
He loves you, Willie.
Oh, he did, Pop.
Oh. Biff, he cried. He cried to me. That boy is going to be magnificent.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。